Amazing Cane's is home alone too for the holidays.
We did it again!
Chicken fingers with cane sauce are the best way to help you through your busy season. And pick up a gift card for that special someone in your life. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Get it on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital. Rated PG.
All right, everyone. Welcome to Top Secret News Radio Show. Renee, are you there?
Yes, I am. Via telephone this time. So it makes it so hard for me to use my radio voice. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, what a difference. But you sound like you're like on location or something, so you can just pretend you're on location tonight.
You know, I could probably walk outside and you know, be on location. Yeah.
That's true. Well, you never know what's flying over top of us here in Northern California lately. I mean, especially here in Sacramento, you actually caught a real interesting pick and sent it to me yesterday as well. I mean, we see all kinds of interesting planes and stuff fly over Sacramento.
It's pretty crazy. The air traffic has been kind of off the hook for the past couple days.
Yeah. And what was it that you saw yesterday? Or was it yesterday?
I think it was yesterday.
Or the day before.
Yeah. It was the day before.
Wait, was it the day before?
Because you weren't. Anyway. Took some video. I was outside the backyard just kind of getting a little fresh air, and I'm hearing a jet starting to fly over. So I just kind of, casually look up, and then it's like, wait a minute, it sounded like more than one jet. Yep, it was. Another one just was right behind it. So, top toes on video. These are definitely Air Force jets. Not fighter jets, but, like that old passenger plane or cargo. I thought it was pretty odd that they were flying so close together. So I just kind of wondered, what's up with that? And it was like a couple hours earlier before that where Blackhawks flying around. So I guess they're either doing stuff, for the fire or fire relief, or they're doing something else.
Well, that's true. And I think that actually we are going to start off the show tonight talking about the LA fires, Southern California fires. Started out in Ventura County, is now headed towards San Bernardino. And the first thing I start to see is, again, these fires. They're using it boggles my mind, but they're using the space weapons, the laser space weapons now to start that fire. So first it was the Santa Rosa and Sonoma Napa fires where we had gusts of wind of up to 80 miles an hour that were just fueling this fire in every direction you could possibly think of, and they act like these are the only wildfires that we've seen. We saw the wildfires in Canada that raged for a long time. One of our hosts here on the network, Dave Scott from Spaced Out Radio, his area was evacuated, and he was doing live streams throughout the fire and giving people updates. Then in Oregon, they had that huge wildfire there. And then as it was burning on one side of Oregon, then some teenagers were playing. I mean, again, this is a stupidity, all right? You already got this fire raging on the backside of where you're at. And these kids decide that they're going to set off fireworks over the gorge in Oregon. And it went over to the other side and it caught the other side on fire. And again, it was during times when they were having, high winds, and it fueled. Mm-hmm. And my uncle actually lives on the other side of the mountain on the gorge in a subdivision, and they got evacuated. And, we had so much family out there that got evacuated. But again, anybody who lives in these areas are prone to wildfires, and many people have experienced wildfires that never made it to national news and have seen fires like these. And again, it's not like every wildfire that you have is going to have high gust winds.
Right.
So all of them are going to be different. But I mean, again, the Napa Valley and the surrounding areas had some pretty severe fires over the years, wildfires over the years. And just a lot of the damage and the way things are, I've seen before. So for me, I mean, nobody was talking space weapons on these other fires. Nobody was talking space weapons, you know, 5 or 10 years ago in wildfires. It's just all of a sudden, any wildfire that pops up, especially here in California, it is now created by the weapons, the space weapons. I just can't even take it anymore. And again, up there, they're having these high winds.
Yeah. And, you know, and when I saw these one in Southern California that's taking place and saw some of the damage in the areas, and I was thinking, like, okay, somebody's going to say, you know, it's another high energy weapon, and then you mentioned, hey, guess what? And so you told me about what was told to you, and then it's like you just had to shake your head and like, what are you gonna do?
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. As soon as the fire happened, and then you started seeing like the mountainside of 405. I mean, this wildfire looks like a wildfire in a gusty area. They're off of the ocean side. All right, so they've got the ocean, the winds coming in there. I mean, I think they were having, when I watched the weather channel, they were having 60 mile an hour gusts. So again, it's just fueling this stuff. So it's just, and all that's out here in California on our mountainsides is dry grass. So that's why they have signs all up and down our freeways and highways saying do not throw out, you know, cigarette butts, because if it hits the side of the road, and it will go up like a torch. And then you throw in some winds at the time. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a much bigger fire than if it's not. So it's really the, you know, the coin in the day of the month.
You know, and that's kind of the thing, you know, with the Napa fires up here, when you got, okay, one fire sparked off and it started burning some of the brush, and then of course it's going to grow. And plus, it's around the time when we're having those winds, and then on top of that, you know, we have these other people who, shall we say, arsonists, wanted to add a little more drama to it, and they started more fires to take up opportunity with this high wind, and of course it's going to create, you know, massive damage. So. And it has nothing to do with the, you know, the high energy weapon at all. It's kind of strange, folks, right down here, trying to stir up the pot. And of course, it's creating more chaos to try to get the real news out.
Right. And see, again, okay, anybody that knows me, anybody who knows you, I mean, this is a show we do. So if it's, you know, a good conspiracy, I am all down for it, you know, and like we can talk about all kinds of interesting things. We could talk, you know, we'll still be talking about the Las Vegas shooting, I'm sure, as time goes on. The Larry Warren case. And in fact, oh, that's a another topic we need to discuss tonight. So, all right. So everybody knows that we had Larry Warren, Gary Haseltine. Larry Warren was associated with the Rendlesham Forest incident and was one of the first witnesses of what he experienced out there while he was in the military. So we brought him on the show.
Making the energy to keep stewards doing keeps you on your toes, considering the neighbors live just over the fence. So Chevron built
people mad at me before we brought him on the show. I had another person who was trying to manipulate me into setting him up. And when I wouldn't do it, I just brought him on the show to give him a platform
to oversee it all.
I didn't realize he was part of the group of trolls that were after Larry. So I was like, okay. So it became
It's crazy. One of those things, you know, and it's like, how dare you have him on first?
Right, you know, so I didn't even realize this, you know, this was the same person that they
the
didn't
Trump
like.
Administration is
so,
turning up the heat
like,
on Asian
well,
allies to accelerate
I mean,
their
got, counterterrorism. You know, I brought
efforts.
On Larry and I said, and I'll
State
give
Rex
you guys
Tillerson
an opportunity
India
to come on the following
today.
Week.
After stops in Pakistan, Iraq,
oh, no, that wasn't good enough. No,
tonight,
we won't
security
go
Bruce
on.
Jennifer Griffin looks
you know,
at the
after Larry Warren, he's a liar. He's this,
ISIS
he's a, that, he's a fraud.
A major
and I was,
that
like, for me,
he corrupted us, I guess.
The U.S. Yeah. military
I guess, or maybe I've got him under my spell, and, you know,
5% of Syria
because, you know, I'm like the, I've got the hypnosis cult leader thing going on to make everybody... I'm still wondering why, see, even in that situation with Larry, and they came on, they didn't get mad at you. When their group now trolls our shows with Larry on them, they don't talk crap about you. They specifically talk shit about me. I think there's something wrong with that picture. To be honest with you,
you know, among many other things, that just seems to follow us around. And, you know, yeah, you always hear about the good witch, bad witch, you know, the wicked witch in the West.
But you're supposed to have my back, Renee. Not only are you like one of my best friends, you're also, you know, as you say, my brother. And you are my co-host of the show. You're my lead investigator for my team. I mean, my goodness, like, really, you should have my... And I know that you have my back 100%. But you always want to just, you know, sit around in the back and just kind of... You're like, oh, Christina can handle this, no problem. And they always, you know I will, and they always just come after me. And since Renee didn't say anything to offend anyone... He doesn't get any of the backlash.
Well, even with our last incident, you know, when it comes to witches, you know, you get the whole blocking thing, and you know,
I'm pissing everybody off across the board and across the nation.
I have to laugh because. You know, this so-called witch knows that I work with you. We do a show together. You know, we're on a team together. But I haven't been blocked yet. So,
yeah, I don't know. You know, the things that make you go, you know, and back to the whole Larry Warren issue, you know, these people swore up and down and they troll him like crazy. And again, it was kind of the situation made me want to bring Larry on even more because I had gone through the same kind of, you know, trolling mm-hmm. and bullying BS years ago as well. And like, I understood that. So I wanted to give both sides an opportunity. They didn't take the opportunity, but Larry did. Gary came on. He was a retired police officer. So I had no doubt in my mind to believe him. And back when we had them on the show, you know, Larry had been on the show and actually Joe Montato had him on before and actually done a stress analysis test on him. And mm-hmm. on our show, Joe actually came on to reveal that Larry had passed the lie detector, the stress analysis test, the voice analysis. What is it? The voice stress analysis test. And it, yeah. Right. And so he had not once, I guess, but twice. And so, again, even though they put that out, you know, his little hater group. Oh, and I'll probably get hate mail for that one, too, because they hate when I call them a hater. But the little hate group. So they continued to go and post more stuff out. No, that didn't mean anything. And, you know, Joe wasn't telling the truth and just on and on and on. So behind the scenes, it was set up for Larry to actually go and take an actual polygraph over in the UK with one of the top polygraph examiners in the area. And he recently released the results publicly, where he said that it was revealed that he had passed and he did tell the truth. So if there was any doubt in the little hate groups or all the people who contacted me or Joe or the network about having Larry or Gary on the show, because Gary got just as much many attacks, I guess, as even Larry was getting for him still even backing him, because so many of the people for so many years that had been close to him ended up being, you know, the leaders of these hate groups. So I would say if anything that really shatters what they are saying, at least where it comes to the Rendlesham Forest incident. Now, you know, at this point, I would really like to see some of the other players, especially Colonel Holt, to go and take the same polygraph tests on their recollection. And we're actually going to be having Larry come on. We're trying to set it up as we go. I've been ill, so I haven't been able to get anybody else set up. But I know that he's going to be coming on Joe's show, I believe. Joe, I know you're listening in. Why don't you chime in if you're there? I think it's Wednesday the 13th.
Yeah, it's the 13th.
All right, so Wednesday the 13th, he will be joining Joe to discuss this topic. And then again, we'll be having him on our show in the next few weeks. But congrats, Larry. We always knew that you were telling the truth. Didn't doubt it for a moment. And we're happy that, you know, you came on the show and looking forward to having him back again. But I'll tell you, boy, it's crazy. The stuff that people have really no life or just such a hatred. But as horrible a thing as it is, you know, my warped sense of humor, and I know that Larry probably won't even be upset. He'll probably, you know, think it's funny. But I'm kind of actually glad that I'm not the only person that has, like, such a hate group that will go to just no ends to try to discredit you and turn people against you and just do whatever they can to just make your life hell. And I think only the really strong survive in these fields, because it seems to be a topic that is happening more and more. All it takes is for you to piss off the wrong person in the wrong field that might have a lot of connections, and you have no clue how quickly you can be blacklisted and just people are just not even going to mess with you no more. And it's just all based off of what somebody may say.
Yeah, you know, some of these haters, you know, say that we didn't really have, you know, big numbers of a listening audience, and we had to laugh at that because, oh, really?
Yeah. Well, we get our numbers every single week at the end of the show, and I get them for mine too. And it's not like they're always the same. Believe me, they fluctuate sometimes. But that's how they track everything. And not only do they track the numbers, but to the different countries with the listening audience in each country. And then it breaks it down to the U.S. and then it breaks it down to cities. And so, I mean, there's a lot of information that are in these numbers. And so, again, it's funny because it's great. I mean, it's great as far as when you're with an actual network, that your numbers, what your numbers are, and that they're increasing as you go along again, because then you become an asset to the network. If your numbers never grow, I mean, what's the point of them continuing to keep you around? I mean, anybody who knows anything about radio knows it is about ratings. And so, you know, if you're not a show that's producing, you know, high numbers, you know, eventually they got to make a decision on, you know, do they continue to keep you in that slot, or do they bring in somebody or put somebody else who might already have a listening audience that they're bringing with them, or they might be able to bring the numbers that, you know, the network's looking for. So again, there's a lot to it. So everything that we've done especially on this show has been, in mine too, all been self-promotion. You know, I started the show out years ago and with, you know, different networks, and then brought Renee on, and then from there went to another network. And so here, and now we're here. So,
again, you got to realize too, we're on an FM station. We're also on several other platforms as well too. So again, a lot of people do tune into the show, whether it's, you know, they're catching the live show or they're catching it on the archive. So again, those numbers always seem to grow. And so that's something to be said about, you know, we only have, you know, not that many of a listenership. I don't think so.
You know, even if we only had but still, even if we only have 5 listeners, I mean, it's 5 listeners. Obviously, you want to hear what we have to say. To be honest, I mean, I always wonder. It's like sometimes when I listen to the show, I'm just like, oh, I can't even listen to my voice. So I just want to turn it off.
Oh,
but,
come on. You have some of your favorite people who love your voice.
Therefore, I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
I mean, wouldn't you want to know more and what that is? And
not necessarily.
I know. I'm done.
I'm